introduction. In the honey twilight of their lives, when the world's music had softened to a distant hum, and the ache of old wounds dulled their hearts, neither Lorraine nor Paul expected to find anything more than the comfort of solitude. Love for them had been a door long closed, the key lost somewhere between broken promises and the gentle erosion of dreams. Yet, on a sun-washed afternoon, their eyes met as a passenger and driver, as they were about to join in a way that they could never understand. As if life had stopped and created the crossroads of the unimaginable, a fairy tale of the unbelievable. In that charged silence, something ancient and electric kindled between them. A pulse, a whisper, a wild, impossible hope. They laughed at first at the absurdity of it. Two people, too old for fairy tales, suddenly swept into the feverish tide of unknown love. Their hands, both marked by time and loss, found each other as if they'd always known the way. Restaurant dates turned into midnight confessions, and every touch awakened a longing neither dared name. For the first time ever, Lorraine's heart soared and trembled. Paul found himself writing texts that stirred the heart and soul, poetry scrawled on napkins and tucked into her pocket. Together they danced to the music in Office Max and planned foolish adventures, believing for a miraculous moment in never-ending tomorrows. And then, as softly as she entered his life, Lorraine slipped away, leaving behind the fragrance of her laughter and the memory of a love so fierce it remained every day that followed. Paul, heart splintered but forever altered, knew the magic of fairy tales was real, not because they lasted forever, but because they made even the ending beautiful. This is that story, and I am Paul.